News Talk 1620 WTAW, a few minutes to get you an update on what's happening in the College Station School District with Superintendent Eddie Colson. Board of Trustees, a meeting on Monday night, and the board members are receiving a report regarding long-range planning and what lies ahead for the future construction of new schools.
Well, one of the things we talked about, Bill, was that the district continues to grow. We continue to grow at a 3-4% increase, student enrollment growth, which puts us as one of the 100 fastest-growing school districts in the state of Texas. So we just have to continue to look forward in terms of what our needs are for buildings. And so we really began that conversation with the board about what some of our next steps should be over the course of the next several months and even over the course of the next several years. So we have not made any decisions right now, but we have begun the conversation with the board, and really it's based on our enrollment trends and then on some building needs that we have just to provide the infrastructure that we need for the district as it continues to grow.
The elementary schools in CSISD reported to be at a combined 93% capacity. Is that of any concern? What is the optimum capacity percentage that you're shooting for?
Well, we would love for them to be at 100% capacity. The problem is, in a growing school district, you can't, you have to be a little ahead in order to stay ahead of the game. So 93% is great, but because of our growth trends, we won't stay at 93% very long. When we get to be over 100% capacity, we would like to have another building on the ground, which we anticipate would be 2015. Building and keeping up with the building, obviously, is when you get behind on that, it's hard to play catch-up. So we're going to work hard to just stay maybe not ahead of the curve, but at least even with the curve.
And I'm guessing at the same time, there's also attention being paid to for the lack of a better description, your veteran buildings. I don't want to say old because the district obviously tries to keep them at optimum level as well. And so you're having to pay attention there as well as pay attention to new buildings down the road.
Absolutely. And you can see that through some of the renovations we've done over the course of the past several years that we not only build new buildings, we have to take care of the ones that we have, and that certainly will be part of the conversation that we have with the board and the community at large over the course of the next several months.
In a perfect world, what does the next several months mean?
Well, I think in a perfect world, over the course of the next several months, we would really decide what the planning process looks like and then set a calendar for when the next bond election might be. And then begin working on what do those projects include. Now, obviously, we have a lot of work to do before we get to that point. But that is what, for me, over the next several months would be perfect, is that we decide upon a process, implement a process, and then begin to identify projects that might be included in the next bond election.
And maybe as an aside, how close is the district now to having all of its ducks in a row regarding the last bond issue now that the new high school is online and the other buildings have been open now for a year or two?
Well, you know, the 2009 bond election, really money associated with that has all been accounted for except for one last phase two of the renovations at A&M Consolidated High School, and those are scheduled to happen this summer. And so both the 2007 and the 2009 bond money, well over $200 million, has been used in the facilities and the programs that we had laid out. And the last piece of that is the second phase of A&M Consolidated High School renovations.
Kind of amazing to look back at what's been accomplished so far and what's lying ahead for you.
Absolutely. We're really proud of what we've done and look forward to the next steps. And, you know, College Station's a good place to be, and families keep moving here, and hopefully we'll be able to continue to accommodate them, not only the buildings, but providing a great education for the kids.
And an easy segue to talk about the superintendent's contract. The board awarded an additional year, having you around to June 30th of 2015.
You know, I'm very happy to work in College Station. It's a great place to be. We've lived here since 1997, And so this is really our home, and we love being here and appreciate the support of the community over the course of the years with the work that's been done.
Thanks again for the update on what's happening in the College Station School District from Superintendent Eddie Colson on News Talk 1620 WTAW.